Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
A CRN original.
And now, The Lounge with Mike Horn.
Yeah, it's the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the man who surrounds himself with sports knowledge and this program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know something? Normally I would agree with you like I do most of the time. You know, you have to be you got to be compatible here on this show. But, I've been handicapping football games most of my life.
You have been.
I'm 73, and for probably 50 years of that, I've been saying, I think that team will beat that team, and here's why. I can't do that anymore. Some reason, I have no judgment left.
Had a few bad weeks.
I don't.
It's just a
few bad weeks. This is just it's staggering how stupid
staggering.
This is just amazing.
We haven't done well at all.
I hope everybody's having a great Christmas week.
We're lucky if we get five correct.
I'm having a great Christmas week. I hope everybody out there is.
Okay, we got four correct. I'm sorry.
How many did we get?
I don't know, five or six or something. I don't even know it was that many.
No, I think we were 8-8.
Oh, well, there you go. We did a lot better than
You know what? 50-50 in handicap. I would go broke right now. If I was a professional gambler in Vegas, I'd be now. You'd have to send the wagon out for me because I'd be staggering out into the middle of the desert.
Look it. If we were 8-8, the Dolphins would be very happy. So look at it that way. Consider yourself like an all-pro defenseman on the Dolphins. We'd be happy with 8-8.
Yeah, I wish I played for somebody else. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. Not too late. We got a big show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's our annual Christmas week show. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff. We do it all for you. And it's just, we get into this holiday spirit and the feel of things. You are very festively dressed up here, looking like a Christmas tree. I am dressed up here as
a
reindeer.
I love that red and green tunic you're wearing.
I'm a reindeer. That's a scarf to go with. You see the red nose? Look, squeezes right easy. Take it easy.
Not that hard, but
it lights up. You notice?
Yeah, we should, for the holidays, we should have gotten a reindeer just to come into the studio with us.
We want to know what you're doing.
I give him a dish of water.
For your Christmas or whatever, just email Fred. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Whatever you do, don't ask me who's going to win this week.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nauzeen.
Question for Andy. It was the party of the year made better by frozen pizza at 4 a.m. until your stomach turned into a churning mess of New Year's regret. For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzeen?
Take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauzeen now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We're back in the Sports Lounge, playing that great holiday music. Have you noticed that I don't think we played one holiday song this entire season.
What a lame music selection we have.
I like this. It's good. This is called Santa Claus Got Tangled Up with His Reindeer. I hope you enjoyed it.
So benign.
That we play it all year long. We love it. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so, we're kind of looking around at things that we like, we don't like, or whatever. And you and I always get together, yeah. And we have Christmas cheer during Christmas week. We hang out, go to a little dinner maybe over at Columbo's. We do a little get-together, open some gifts, have a little hot toddy or something together. It's good to hang out with you during the holidays.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know there's a lot of people out there who are – I mean, this is family time. This is for kids.
That's
and
correct.
Everything. And,
correct.
And I got to tell you, I have some great, great memories of time with my parents.
Pull up a chair,
and my brother, and the great gifts. I remember my parents. We begged our parents. I said, "You've got to get me a English racer." It was a red one, real thin tires.
Oh,
Multi-speed bicycle. It was a great bike, and I want that. I really want that. And so I realized I was going to get it. It was that time when you can't hide stuff from kids, And so this was a thing that you couldn't hide. They didn't know where to put it.
Where did they try to hide it?
Well, they tried to leave it over at my uncle's house.
But you went over to your uncle's
house? No. It's just that I heard them talking. And so anyway, the point was is I said, look, I know I'm getting a bike, right?
Oh, no.
Here's what I did. I bluffed my parents. I looked at both of them. I said, I'm getting a bike, right? And it was to the point where they couldn't lie to me to perpetuate – surprising me,
right?
They had to say, "Yeah, you got a bike." So I said,
wow.
"There's no reason not to put it under the tree."
They drove to your uncle's house.
Go to my uncle Johnny's house. Got the bike. Put it in the trunk.
Johnny wasn't riding it. Your uncle Johnny wasn't riding.
He was in the backyard riding. Riding a lawnmower.
Okay, good. So, good. The lawnmower is good.
His neighbor had a pet pig, so
it was always a problem.
So anyway, what happened was they brought the bike, and it was so what I wanted. It was
the perfect vision
of this red, candy apple red English racer bike with thin seat,
yeah,
and the curled handlebars that go forward.
Wow.
It pulled you over the front of the bike, and I just felt big time. I hated
those handlebars like that. I was more into the Mike Horn comfort zone. I'm more of the touring bike guy. I like to have the handlebars up so you don't have to bend the stomach. I like to leave growth movement in here, as you can tell over the years.
Yes.
And you were leaning forward, which gives you the sleekness to go faster.
And believe me,
I like the wind resistance to slow me down.
Yeah, well, I would have left you 10 miles in the dust because I raced that thing around corners. Went to Redondo Beach in it.
Yeah,
went to Palos Verdes.
Yeah,
I went every place. I went up hills because I had a real low gear.
Wow.
While guys like you were off walking,
walking your bike. I would ride it, but very slowly, and it was a 24-inch. A bike that my parents had gotten and my brother had for a while, and the people that had it, somehow a car rolled over it. So it was a little beat up. But it was okay. It was a 24-inch Schwinn, and it had coaster brakes and one speed. And the only problem was once in a while the chain would fall off. So if you're coming down a hill, you had no coaster brakes. You had to drag your feet to kind of slow yourself down.
That's a bad bike, brother. That's a real.
It was my favorite. I love that bike.
Bad bike experience.
I rode it all over the backyard, up the hills we made. We had a big backyard, and we rolled, and we had good fun. And I originally learned on training wheels, and I kept, everybody said, take the training wheels. I was, no, I got to have the training wheels. No. And so I remember one day I'm riding it, and my brother looks at me and goes, hey, look, your training wheel moved up, and the wheel had gone up like that. And I went, what? And I looked, and then I had ridden all over the place without the training wheels, and then I fell over because just the thought of not having a training wheel.
You rode this on Christmas?
I rode it all the time. This wasn't a Christmas gift. This was just...
Well, we're talking Christmas gift.
I'm sorry. Go back to your
story. I'm talking about my bike, my red bike under the tree.
The racing bike. I just looked at brought
you, now you brought this whole conversation into a real lame bike story.
It's a 24-inch coaster bike Schwinn.
Nobody cares about that.
What was your English bike?
It was an English racer.
Who made it?
Who made it?
Was it a company called English Racer?
No, I don't know who made it.
Well, see.
I didn't. Wait a minute.
I had a Schwinn.
It was. Something Castle.
Yeah, see, Story Castle. That's an off brand. It's an off brand. But
I got the bike.
I'm sure if
I saw it in the window.
Story Castle.
Then they brought it out of the driveway, out of my uncle's car. They brought it into my dad's car.
Yeah.
And up through the kitchen they came.
Boy, yeah.
Through the kitchen.
Yeah.
Into the living room.
Yeah.
And there they were.
Under the tree. And could you ride it
exactly.
Or did you have to wait till Christmas?
No. The gag was.
What was it?
We'll bring it out, but you can't monkey with it. So what I did was I sat on the thing in the living room.
Come on.
For like about 5 days.
Come on.
No, I did.
You sat on it?
I sat on it.
See, now we did it. My uncle, George, and Aunt Nancy sent my brother and I out a package, and it was kind of heavy. And we said, they always gave us great gifts. And so we started to peel at the wrapping paper in the corner to still look and see. And it looked like a car or something. And we peeled a little more. And pretty soon we had like the whole side worked off, and we found out. We were getting, the gas go-kart things with the regular motors on there. You put the two-cycle oil in there, and these things would take off, and they'd be hotshot cars with a little airplane engine, but doing the wheels on the car. It was great.
We had that stuff, too. But I loved my Red Racer bike.
Well, I like my Schwinn bike. Boy, I like my Schwinn bike. Schwinn is the finest bike. Remember that?
Yeah.
Boy, I like my Schwinn bike. Schwinn is the finest bike. My brother had a 26-inch new Stelber.
Did you have a grandma saddle seat? You had a grandma saddle seat.
No, but that's another thing. I don't like the handlebars that go over those English speed racers like you had. And I don't like that narrow seat that gets caught between your nates when you're riding on it. It like, gets wedged in there. And that's probably why you walk so straight and ramrodish and why you were probably a good football player riding that bike of yours, that English racer.
I was an athlete. That was the bike for me.
Somebody said, Fred, there's something sticking out of your underwear.
That's the bike for me.
It was your bike seat. I like the touring seat with the extra springs.
Touring?
With the springs that give you like shock absorbers.
The grandma seat. You had the grandma seat, and
it
you
was
were
comfortable.
You were not only behind everybody.
Seats.
You were like a block.
Cadillac.
We used to take guys like you and say, "Okay, Mike, we're going to the beach. We're going to give you an hour and a half head start."
Let me ask you this:
because by the time we get to the beach, I'm passing you
Let
going
me
60.
Ask you this: did you have a basket in your front on the front so you could
on no.
I had a basket.
You so had I a grandma.
I was going to make a few bucks. It was great. It was good.
You had cheap bike to get you for Christmas. You had date nut bread and jams and jellies, and you would just pedal around the neighborhood.
You had those curled
Sunland,
handlebars.
Sunland, I
those
believe it was.
Curled handlebars that you could barely navigate.
I'm in Manhattan Beach, where everybody's hip with racer bikes, and you're in Sunland riding a grandma bike with jams and jellies in the basket.
Mrs. Dreyer, why is your son doubled over? Oh, he's got the English racer with the handlebars.
Imagine this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, "Hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you." So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Fun of my basket on my bicycle. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the guy that had the English Speed Racer bicycle with those curly Q handlebars. She got to bend all the way over the front of the.
They were ram horn handlebars.
The forecast of things that come. Ram horn.
Yeah, ram horn.
You play on the Rams and you work with Mike Horn. And so there you go.
See, it all comes together.
It all comes true at some point. So, and you had that skinny little seat that is so uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I never sat on it.
Yeah, because, of course.
Because I was upright pedaling my ass off.
You had to because you had those curled over handlebars.
No, I was going like crazy.
Schwinn 24-inch coaster bike with comfortable seat with shock absorbers on it. I had a basket
Grandma.
On the front to put my bags or whatever I had to carry along. I could do whatever I had to
it
do.
It had Mike Horn
on a
dirt road.
I had a siren.
With jams and jellies going to Grandma's house.
I had a siren. And my brother made the siren for me. And listen to this.
Sure he did. I'm sure he did.
In the summertime, we had a lot of orange trees in the Horn backyard. So my brother and I, we'd get a dill pickle jar, and we'd punch holes in the top.
Of course.
And we'd catch bees to go inside of it, and then we'd screw the cap on.
You were one
so
of those guys.
So you would hear the bees going, and we had a siren.
Yeah.
And then when we'd let the bees go, we'd loosen up the jar, and we'd throw it on the lawn and run like crazy into the house because we knew they'd come and get us.
Well, you were a special child.
I was. And one of my best gifts of all time was the same thing Rush Limbaugh had was a Remco, a little broadcast microphone set with a speaker. And then the greatest one was the 50-in-1 electronic kit.
Are you going to tell me you've always wanted to be a broadcaster?
Yeah, I always did as a kid, always. And so I took the 51 electronic kit.
It's driving
and it had
around.
The B battery that lit up the tube. It was one tube, and you would hook up the transmitter, and it didn't really go very far. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I want to transmit. And so I made the Morse code device, and then I took out the little Morse code key that went did-it-did-it-da-da-da-da, and I put a microphone wires across that. Man, that thing broadcast. I put made a little mixer board, and I put everything in there, and I could broadcast for about a mile in either direction with the – it had a 10-foot antenna. I changed it out to 150 feet, and that thing would broadcast. I was on the air.
Oh, that's incredible.
I would have had you on as a guest.
You were driving around on your bike out there on a dirt road to broadcast.
I was sitting when I was doing the actual
broadcast. Well, you had your grandma's seat, and you were pedaling away. You were announcing, I've got goodies. Come out to your curb, and I'll give you goodies.
I wasn't like an I got goodies. This was just to carry stuff around so you could haul things, like your mitt or whatever if you're going to play baseball. You had a basket to put it in. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Put your shoes in
there. Did you go pick up milk from the store in your basket?
No, I used to walk up to the store, and I'd go up to the Coronet store, and I'd go up to our Vons. It was shopping bag, then it was Vons. And I'd get an allowance for doing the yard work, and I'd buy something, because I'm a nice guy, for every member of my family, my brother, my mom, my dad. I would buy something. And I would have bought you something, maybe a basket for your bicycle, had I known you at that time.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Well, then I won't, okay. But no, I would have at that time. I would have.
You can get me a bike now.
I could. I would do that for you. And I remember I would get baseball and football cards, and the Ram that I got was a guy by the name of John Arnett.
Jaguar.
I got him. And the baseball and the football trading cards. And in the baseball cards, the earliest ones I can remember, I had a Rip Rapulski and a Don Demeter and a Clem Labine for the Dodgers. And then later on, when they went to that 1959 style over there where they had an action photo and then a picture of the guy's head, I kept getting this guy who was not playing on the Dodgers, and his name was Fred Kipp.
Oh, I remember that.
He never played on the team.
And guess
professionally.
What? You could take Rip Rapulski.
Yep.
You could take Kip.
Yep.
You could take all of
Norm
these guys,
Larker.
All of these guys, and put the cards together and realize these guys are never going to make it. You can't have a name like Rip Rapolsky become a Major League Baseball star.
Oh, come on, that's a good guy. Rip Rapolsky?
I don't care about him.
Come on, he's a
ripper. I'm talking about the name value.
Rip Rapolsky.
I just looked at that. I said, that guy's not going to be on the Dodgers.
Maybe the Rapolsky was bad, the Rip was good. And there was Wally Moon. I had Wally Moon.
That was different. He had panache.
Johnny Klipstein.
He could hit.
Johnny Klipstein, he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah, Sandy Koufax was there. He's a bonus baby at the time. And Don Drysdale had a nice baby face on. He was my favorite Dodger because he, even though he was wild at the beginning, he could really throw that.
No, I liked him.
Fastball.
I liked him because he threw at people.
Yes. Much the same way you did when you played baseball in high school, right? You were always a little bit ahead of me. You would have taken care of me a little bit because I was a younger guy. You would have to watch out for me, be like a big brother.
I would have told you where to stand.
Like you do now. You boss me around like a big bro.
Just stand over there and we'll let you know what's happening. We'll let you know when we need some jams and jellies.
Would you stop with the jams and jellies? We used to get those, by the way. My Aunt Gertrude would send mission packs to us. Remember that?
Well, there you go. Then it is jams and jellies.
Say the magic word. Say mission pack.
And when you got up in the morning yes. during the holiday season when you were home from school, and did you couldn't wait to go into the kitchen to see what kind of jams and jellies?
I wasn't a big jam.
To see what kind of jams and jellies your mom had put up for you.
I was more of a
strawberry.
No. But, you know, the older people would like the jams and the jellies. And it was their little tune went, say the magic word, say mission pack, and it's on its merry way.
Yeah.
No, gay, so bright, so gay,
and the
so
little,
light.
And the miniature, the dwarf deer and reindeer.
Santa would be riding down the cover of the mission pack jar.
Just like Gillette electric razor blade.
Feel sharp, be
remember
sharp.
That?
The Gillette razor company.
He would slide like a toboggan.
Yeah. Oh,
the razor would slide.
That was the Norelco. That wasn't Gillette. That was the Norelco.
Well, they all
memory's
copied
starting
one
to fill you a little bit.
They all kind of like start
yeah,
to
that
run
that was the
together.
Norelco because it had those three heads and Santa would ride on top.
I remember seeing that commercial as a kid and realizing, I got to start shaving.
Really? You had a beard already at a young age?
Well, you know, I started rubbing my chin and said, you know, I think I've got some stubble here.
Yeah,
I've got some a 9-year-old stubble.
That's probably that male hormone got out of whack because you were bent over at the waist riding that speed racer bike of yours. You gotta let your stomach breathe a little bit, give it some air.
Well, we better clear the room out if you're going to start doing that.
By the way, I got an interesting thing, a Ugandan story that I'll share with you.
Oh, good. Is this a suicide pact?
No, but we'll have the story. Stay with us.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
We're back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So you would get money or some kind of certificates or something from some guy if you waited in the lake?
Money. The golfers would give you money for caddying for them.
So you'd caddy for them.
They'd also say, hey, why don't you get in there and get – because you could see them. You know, like you go to a golf course and you could see the golf balls laying in the water.
Right.
So we went in there and we monkeyed around with them. By the time we cover 18 holes, there's a lot of water hazards. We pull out a couple of dollars worth of golf balls for this guy. And, you know, instead of keeping them ourselves, which we, you know, did later on, we gave them to that guy. And then later on, when it was all over, he'd give us, you know, $1.50 or something for caddying for him. We were just kids, you know.
So you did this for him, and you didn't think it was strange that you were going in that? I mean, was the water clean? Was it wasn't, like, polluted or anything?
No, but it was all man-made. It's a man-made water.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's man-made body of water. But you can see the... You know, it wasn't – if you were out in the middle of the lake, you wouldn't go in. But it was like 5, 6, 8 feet from the edge. We just kind of take our time and, you know, you could see it. It was shallow, actually.
And you just reached down and grabbed them out of there?
We walk over to them and bend over and get them out of there.
Okay.
And they were all pretty much brand new. And we kept thinking, if you're going to spend a lot of money golfing, you're going to spend money on golf balls.
Yep.
You know, you've got to – And as you come up to the hole and you take a look, I mean, you know, I know you've got your golf shoes on and
right.
your slacks.
Right.
And, roll your sleeves up and your pant legs up, your cuffs, and get in there.
These are just classic memories. And this was all year long. This wasn't just at Christmas time. This was.
Oh, soon as we realized we could go up there and get golf balls.
On your own, you just go do it, right?
The guy in the golf cart would come by and say, hey, we don't want you guys swimming in the water.
Exactly.
I said, well, there's golf balls down there. He said, yeah, I know. We're going to get them later on. Don't worry about it.
All right, if you want to follow Fred on Twitter, it's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and then facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Don't forget to email him because we do read the emails from time to time on the air here, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, that is FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Back to the Sports Lounge here during the holiday season. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And,
well, thank you so much. I'm welcome to Adam Burns, and I tell you, we're wrapping down the NFL season here, and what we need to know is from our expertise here with Adam.
Adam Burns, he's a sports book manager.
How is it all going for the NFL the last week of the season coming up?
Yeah, okay. Adam, what do you think? Sportsbook manager from betonline.ag. What do you got shaping up for the weekend?
Yeah, well, week 17 is always a tricky one, same as week one is for the when you're handicapping NFL spreads and lines and totals. You know, week one, there's a lot of question marks going in, and then week 17, there's even more question marks of are they going to play all their starters and who's playing for what, and, you know, there's some meaningless games, you know, like the Browns-Bengals mean nothing, Falcons-Bucks mean nothing, but then there's a lot of teams right now in both the AFC and NFC that are you know, especially, you know, the Titans, Steelers, Raiders are still playing for their playoff lives. Titans are obviously a big favorite. If they win the game, they're minus 6 points against Houston this week. Houston's not really playing for anything, so it's, you know, debatable whether they're going to play all their starters. Normally they start their starters and maybe see how the game goes. It's always a debate between people on whether people our teams will play their starters or not. So that those type of games are important. And then obviously the big teams in the other conference where, you know, the Saints, San Fran, if they win, they get the, you know, the first overall seed there. So this week is very tricky and a lot of kind of concentration on our end to see where the money comes in and how it goes and paying attention to who's going to play who.
That 49ers-Seattle game, I mean, Seattle dropped a crazy game last week here, but you know, they got to play here against San Francisco, and then if San Francisco wins, they kind of control all the way through the playoffs, don't they? Home field advantage.
Yeah, correct. If San Francisco, if they win, they're number one. So, but it's a tough game at Seattle. It's not going to be that easy. You know, we were just actually put up a prop bet today if Marshawn Lynch would sign with the Seahawks because of their injuries to Carson and their other running back, Procise. So, you know, like it's always interesting to see those type of situations come in. I mean, I don't know if he will sign. I've been in traffic the last hour, so I don't know if something happened since then. But you never know what's going to happen, and that sort of thing will change the odds. But the 49ers, yeah, I mean, they're in the driver's seat. If they win, they control their kind of destiny.
You mean to tell me Marshawn Lynch, who has not played a down in over a year, is now close to signing with the Seattle Seahawks? Is that right?
In this day and age, in social media, I mean, all kinds of things come out. So as odds makers, it makes it easier because we get information faster, but also makes it tougher because some people get it faster than us. So, yes, apparently that's a rumor, and who knows? Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. You know, when things like that come out, I mean, people love talking about it, and it gets people excited either way. But, yeah. I think it's an interesting game.
Yeah, he'll have as much training as the rest of the teams because nobody trains in this league anymore.
They don't train.
He's up to speed.
Yeah. Point-wise, has Seattle been favored in that 49ers-Seattle game? Have they been running the three-point fave, sort of?
No, actually, San Fran favored in that game by three.
Okay, so San Fran is favored. Gotcha.
Yeah, Yeah, right now San Fran's favored. Money's coming in pretty evenly right now. That's the late game that day, so it'll be interesting to see how people bet it. You know, it's one of the most important games sort of the weekend.
Eagles, Giants, what do you think there? I mean, the Giants have been coming on here a little bit. The Eagles want to win. Dallas playing the Redskins. It looks like the Redskins and the Giants have a little something to say about something, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Eagles are favored on the road. They'll probably close around 5-point favorites, I would say. I have a feeling a lot of people back them, but the Giants played pretty well last week. I mean, they got kind of lucky, I think, winning that game. But, I was even surprised they played Jones. I don't think it was worth it for them to play him in case he got hurt or something.
Yeah. Just
let Eli ride it out till the end of the year. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know what your take is on that.
Fred, would you have played Eli, or would you go with Daniel Jones?
You might as well play Marshawn Lynch. This is just preposterous what the Giants have done. And believe me, when the season is over with, you can bet on this. Someone's getting fired. It's a general manager and the head coach.
There you go. Bet on that one. Are there any odds on that, Adam?
I could put it up, yeah.
Yeah, put that up. You can put it on. Adam's the man. Adam Burns, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. It's getting into the playoffs now. We're going to get serious about this, so check out your games. Real quick, who do you like there, as you mentioned, Tennessee-Houston? What do you think?
Well, I mean, Tennessee, if they win, they're in the playoffs. So, and they've been looking pretty good and pretty determined lately. And like I said, Houston, I don't think really has much to play for. Maybe.
There you go.
I don't know these details, so I would say Tennessee has the edge there, but you know what?
Thank you, Adam. We got to go. We love you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Thank you.
The acting legend. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And I promised you a Ugandan story, and I wanted to get to it here a little bit. This is a true story. It came to us from the news, and it's apparently this guy that lives in Uganda that somehow, when he passes gas, it clears the mosquitoes out in a 6-mile area.
Do I have time to go get some coffee while you tell the story?
It's a true story.
Okay.
The chief of the Ugandan tribe said that growing up when this kid was living with him, that if he'd let something loose, they'd never have a mosquito problem. And so the scientists are now looking to see what's in his gas to see what clears out the mosquitoes, and they might put it in some kind of a spray container.
Beans.
And he said, he's very excited because they might put his face on the container. And I hope it's his face because, it's not exactly where we're getting the gas.
On the back side of the can.
Could be the back side.
Could be the...
But it's a true story.
Oh.
6-mile radius. He clears
incredible.
It out with that.
Incredible.
That's pretty bad. So you have him come over to your backyard barbecue this summer.
He's not getting near my neighbor's yard.
What do you think? You have mosquitoes.
Well, I don't have mosquitoes. I don't have to worry about
that. Well, that's because this guy is maybe your neighbor.
My friend has a big iguana lizard. I just bring him over, and he takes care of all the bugs.
That neighbor, when he shouts at you things, like say...
But that's not him. He doesn't have the iguana, the old man.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't.
Who has it?
It's the guy down from me.
Does he talk to him? Or you're speaking terms?
Well,
say
yeah,
hello?
Yeah.
So you ever say, like, hi, and Then you hear that, and it probably clears everything out.
No, he doesn't have that problem. You seem to be obsessed with that problem.
It's a big story. Six-mile radius is something else.
I don't recall Tom Brokaw cracking the story.
I wouldn't use the word crack, but yeah, Brokaw might have had it. But this is a fairly new story. It came out this week.
Oh, well, I'm looking for it here in Courtney's stuff. I don't see it.
Another great holiday memory from you. It's another one here you got.
Do I have one?
Yeah, favorite restaurant when you were a kid. Was there a place you just loved to go if you ever got to go out? We didn't go out much when we did. We went to like Smorgasbord's because our cousin Dorothy would take us.
No, because on the corner of Hawthorne Boulevard and Manhattan Beach Boulevard.
Yeah.
On the northwest corner.
Yeah.
There was a new restaurant that opened up called Clancy's.
Oh, that's a Clancy's Tavern, right?
Clancy's Hamburgers.
Oh.
And so I saw this thing being built. I said, what's this going to be? It's got a funny shaped building. You know how the front of the building tilted up with a lot of these windows? You've seen those buildings.
Sure.
And they said, yeah, it's going to be a hamburger stand. So I rode my Schwinn Racer down there one day.
Oh, yeah, Schwinn Racer now.
I had several bikes all at once.
Excuse me. Okay.
Okay. So I took my bike down there.
Your racer.
And I bought, for 11 cents, I bought a cherry Coke and some French fries for 11 cents.
Well, boy, are pretty. And 11
then,
cents.
And then, well, this is when, you know, I'm a young boy.
Yeah.
I'm in single digits at this time. I'm not 10 years old. I'm eight.
I've always been in double digits, if you know what I mean.
I'm eight.
So you're probably eight. Okay, good.
So anyway, we discovered this place, and that's all I could think about. Instead of getting, you know, I take these pop bottles, and I would take them down and cash them in, and then go across the street.
To this place, Clancy's?
And get some French fries at Clancy's.
So they had the best French fries ever.
They had the best. They were so freaking hot, and they were had just the right amount of grease on them, and they had a little bit of salt, just a little bit. They didn't pre-salt so much. They put a little bit of salt on there, and then I had a small little soda.
Did you you had this? Did you go there often? I mean, Clancy's still around today.
Because we live right down off of Manhattan Beach Boulevard. When I was a kid,
are they still around today, Clancy's? Can we go?
No, you know it was a precursor to all these fast food places.
Yeah.
Bob's Big Boy, everybody.
It was before all those.
It was before all that. Although you know there was a Bob's Big Boy, I believe, in Inglewood.
Yeah, they had Bob's around early on in the 50s. Yeah. But they also, back in my nick of the woods in the foothills, they had a place called Carroll's, C-A-R-R-O-L-S, and there was a hamburger place. I think it was 15 cents for a burger or something, and it was saying always a serving a second, meaning they were fast. And it was Carroll's Hamburgers.
Yeah. Did you put a stopwatch on him when he went over there?
No. I wasn't the efficiency expert at the time.
If you can prove that we can't serve within seconds.
I don't think they did.
We'll
they might have had that, but I was not aware of it. That was good. But then later on, there was a Bob's Big Boy up in the town.
Well, I tell you, the holiday season, I was just emailing a friend of mine. We both had the same experience.
Right.
We went to the South Bay Bowl, which is on Redondo Beach Boulevard in Hawthorne.
Right.
In the city of Lawndale, just on the cusp before you start to go into Redondo Beach.
Right.
And we bowled every single day for 12 days, I guess the 12 days of the Christmas vacation.
Whoa.
And we bowled every single day, rode our bikes all over the place, went to the beach, went to Palos Verdes and caddied for people. And the guy says, you guys want to caddy? Yeah. And he says, well, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you wade into that little pond right there and get me some golf balls? So that's when we started going in our shorts, taking our pants off in our shorts and walking in and getting golf balls out of the lake. It's great. Guy gave us 20
cents.
And
you think I was strange for having a coaster bike with a basket? You're taking your pants off and waiting in the lake?
Yeah, well.
More on this straight ahead. Stay with us here.
In there.
Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You got any new thoughts here going into the new year? You got some things that you want to do on your bucket list or whatever, Fred Dreyer?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay more attention to my physical condition and my health.
Good.
I'm going to do some things. You know, like I told you, I've been dealing and talking with Dr. Borkin, my good friend, and he's putting me on the straight and narrow with all the creams and all the hormone balancing stuff, and so I'm gonna make sure that I take care of myself out there because I want to be around.
Yes,
and not only around, I want to be healthy.
Yeah, be around, be healthy, get everything together. That'd be really good for you, you know.
Yeah, like, and you know the other thing is I really the older I get, the more I realize that if you can have influence on people. Of all ages.
Right.
Do it.
If you can influence people,
if you can
influence them?
In terms of health.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Whether it's stop smoking, whether it's, you know, I smoke cigars, but I don't smoke them so much anymore.
Try to encourage them.
Yeah, but you encourage people and you just, you know, it's so important that this life is appreciated and the number one way of doing that is making sure that you're healthy and you're in good shape.
That's always good to do it. Any special exercises or anything that you do?
Stretching. Get on the floor and stretch. Get out there and stretch, stretch, stretch.
That's really key, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. A great diet, lots of water, stretch, and walk. If your legs and hips are up to it, get out there and do it until you can't do it.
Until you can't. Keep moving. That's the whole thing over there.
Yeah.
That's good advice from Fred Dreyer. So good new year, and we'll be having some fun here as we take the show into new horizons in the in the new year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be some changes probably, hopefully on the good side. Always on the good side.
I'm not leaving, am I?
Well,
I hope not.
Well, no.
Anyway, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, we love it when you email us and ask us questions or whatever. You can do it via the email, and that is Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.